Well, good
Hello.
evening. Yes, ma'am, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
What kind of opinion?
It's mostly about elections, ma'am. For example, my first question to you would be, ma'am, does anybody in your home work for a news media outlet, including radio, television station, newspaper, or a volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No? Okay, ma'am. And moving on, with which political party are you registered with? Hello?
I am registered, but I'm not, I don't particularly take one side.
Well, you can respond to them. You can say Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party.
Okay. Republican.
Moving on, ma'am. Are you, well, as you're aware, very few people actually vote in a Republican primary election. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote?
Likely.
Would you say very likely, ma'am, or somewhat likely to vote?
Yes, very likely.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Would you say your age is 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, over 75?
Oh, 71.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Moving on. We would like to know as well, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm not sure how to answer that.
Well, from the following issues, ma'am, which set of issues are most important to you and your family right now, ma'am? For example, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C.?
Yes, all of them. They're all important.
Do any of them stand out more to you, ma'am? I also have constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, economic issues like taxes and government spending. Do any of those stand out most to you, ma'am?
Well, the one that stands out the most is the right to life.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Right. I'm just going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. It. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards each person, ma'am. If you haven't heard them or have no opinion, let me know as well. So, Addie Owens, ma'am, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Addie Owens?
I haven't heard.
Okay. What about David Jordan? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards David Jordan?
I really haven't looked into this too much, so I'm feeling like I'm going to have no opinion on them right at the moment.
That's okay, ma'am. What about Carrie Baker? Would you have you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Carrie Baker?
Yes, favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Okay, ma'am. What about Anthony Sabatini? Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Anthony Sabatini?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Ron DeSantis? Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat, ma'am?
Very.
Mark Jordan? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Mark Jordan?
I'm not sure.
Okay. What about Keith Farner? Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Keith Farner?
I'm not sure.
What about Nan Cobb? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Nan Cobb?
No, I'm not sure.
Donald Trump? Would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
All right, ma'am. And Mike Levine, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards Mark Levine?
I'm not sure.
All right, then moving on. We would like to know as well, ma'am, well, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House were on Tuesday, August 20th, if that was held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Addy Owens, Mike Levine, Nan Cupp, or Keith Farner?
I don't know. I just told you I wasn't sure about them, so I'm going to have to wait and make my decision later.
Well, if you had to choose today, ma'am, would you say you're leaning towards any of them? Addy Owens, Mike Levine, Nan Cupp, or Keith Farner?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Not sure.
I mean, compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, or not changed much?
Oh, gotten worse.
Okay. Well, generally speaking, ma'am, which comes closer? I see.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you so far for your responses, ma'am. Moving on quickly. Which comes closer to your opinion, ma'am? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. Or bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, they are less gridlocked and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Which comes closest to your view, ma'am? The first or second?
First. Clean the house. I think that's what you said.
The first. Okay, ma'am. No problem. Well, which of the following comes closest to your view about President Joe Biden, ma'am? The first one says, Joe Biden's debate performance proves we knew all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself, and after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Or, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he's too old and not capable of being president. Or, I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. Which comes closest to your view, ma'am? The first, second, or third?
I think the first, second, and third.
Does anyone stand out the most that you would respond? The first, second, or third?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first and second.
First one. Okay. No problem. Moving on quickly, ma'am. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Carrie Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Carrie Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of these below opinions come closest to you? The first one says, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Carrie Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. Or this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser position from Carrie Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Which comes closest to your view, ma'am, the first or second statement?
I am not sure.
Do you lean towards any of them?
No.
Okay. Well, moving on quickly, ma'am. We're almost done. Thank you for your time. So if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would you be more or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? For example, the first one says, ma'am, a candidate who supports term limits for member of Congress, does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Yeah, I think there needs to be term limits.
All right. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
Oh, yeah.
More or less likely? I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, sorry. More likely.
Oh, okay. Would you say somewhat more or much more?
somewhat more.
What about this one, ma'am? A candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community. Does that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
Would you repeat that?
A candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community. Would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
Probably more.
Did you say much more or somewhat more?
Yeah, you said Eustis. I don't live in Eustis.
Oh, no problem, ma'am. What about this one, ma'am? A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instant was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent. Does that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
No. No, I...
Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less.
Okay. A candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican, does that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
More.
More? I'm sorry, more likely, ma'am, or less likely?
Yes, more likely.
Oh, okay. What about this one, ma'am? A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant, does that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much
less likely, no problem? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats, does that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
Less likely.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Would you say more or less likely? Oh, would you
I'm
say
sorry.
Much less? That's okay. Much less likely or somewhat less likely to vote for him, ma'am?
Yeah, I just wouldn't. How much longer? Because I have to leave.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Just like 5 more minutes. I promise I'll be quick. What about a candidate who was endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats? Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
What about this one? A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants. Does that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
More or less likely.
Okay, ma'am. Moving on quickly. A candidate who only recently became a Republican, did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign, and did not support President Trump in the primary. Does that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
More or less likely.
Okay, what about this one? A candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government. Does this make you more likely to vote for him or less likely to vote for him?
More or less likely.
All right, what about this one, ma'am? A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
More or less likely.
I'm a candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years. Does that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
I guess I would be more likely to vote for him.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
What about a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders? Does that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
More.
Much more or somewhat more? I'm sorry. Was it more likely or less likely?
Yes, more likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. A candidate who says they're, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote. Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
I don't know.
All right, ma'am. What about a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars? Does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Less likely.
somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. A candidate who was endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums, does that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
More or less likely.
All right, moving on quickly, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. All right, so if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Very.
Okay. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
College.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
Pro-life.
Strongly pro-life or somewhat pro-life?
Strongly.
All right, ma'am. Well, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Bye.